following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, good afternoon, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well. It is November the 3rd today. I had to look that up. I know what day it is. It's election day. And I know what's probably on your mind right now and what you're thinking about. You guys are probably waiting, like I know many of us and the rest of the country, to see what is going to be taking place over the course of the next few hours and the remainder of the day and into the coming days, because we're not really exactly sure what the outcomes will be. And there's a lot of anxiety I know that's out there right now. There is a lot of fear that's probably surrounding maybe you or people that you know, fear for the future, and possibly some hope that is within yourself or those that you know, as we hope for the candidate or the leader of our country and what's going to happen with all the governing systems and everything that's going to be taking place. If you haven't voted, I would encourage you to make sure that you should vote. It is a responsibility that we have to make sure that, you know what, we do as Scripture would command us to do, which is to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And I saw this video today, which I thought was a really good perspective on it by Billy Graham. He put it out there years ago. And he said, you know, it is up to us to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and rendering unto Caesar what is Caesar's in our country means giving our government what is due to them. And us as citizens of our country, we need to give our government what is due to them, which is our vote. That's something that's asked of all the citizens of our country, is to make sure that our voice is heard in the candidate and the people that we want to be elected into office. And I think that it is appropriate to make sure that you go out there, and I want to encourage you to do so. Now, beyond that, the voting today, once you've casted your vote and you've kind of put that ballot into the box, or maybe you dropped it into the mail like I did a few weeks ago, I would also encourage you to let go and release your fears and your anxieties, that you have done what you need to do. You have searched your mind, your heart. You have prayed about who you're going to mark down, about the different initiatives and rules and laws that you're going to be voting for. And then you have released that. You have put that into the hands of the authorities, and you have let that go. And I think it's appropriate to take time to consider and think about who you're going to vote for, and make sure that you know you do your due diligence with your civic responsibility. But then it also comes a point that once that is done, that you take all of that information, all of that fear, and even that hope that sometimes we believe that our hope is going to be in the person that we're going to be voting for or the candidate that we're going to elect. And I want to remind you today that you need to make sure that your fear does not exist, and also that your hope isn't just placed in a ballot or in a candidate, but your hope is placed in the Word of God. And so we're going to talk about the Word of God today. What is the Word of God? And we need to make sure that as all the information that is going out today, all the knowledge of all the happenings in the different states and who's going to be winning what state, and as you're going to be seeing the colors, blue and red, and that's going to set some people off, and anxieties are going to go up and down over the next few hours, I want to give you some encouragement today to say, be very careful. Be very careful about how that those messages, the things that are happening, how you allow those things to control the way that you think. So let's go ahead, let's pray, and I'm just going to give you a quick word from the Word today. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for everybody who's listening. Lord, it is a blessing to be a part of a country where we have the opportunity as citizens of this country to let our voices be heard and to vote for the candidates, Lord, that we believe will best govern this country. Father, I also thank you, Lord, that we as citizens of heaven do not place our hope in our country, we place our hope in you and in our country, our true citizenship, and that is the citizenship of heaven, as your word would say, that we have been conveyed, transferred out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of the Son of your love. And may we remember today that we are citizens of heaven, Lord, doing our due diligence while we're here on this planet, but Father, but placing our hope in the knowledge of your word, in the knowledge of who you are. In your name, amen. So a few weeks ago, I talked about the three words that are really important to study when you study your scriptures: knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, knowing that those phrases are repeated, or that phrase is repeated over and over again throughout scripture. And as it's repeated throughout scripture, there's kind of a definition that's given of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And I talked a few Tuesdays ago about the difference between the three. Knowledge is the receiving of information. Understanding is the internalization of that information. And then wisdom is the action or acting upon the understanding that we have. And Scripture speaks about those three things all the time. Well, I want to go back and I want to look at the word knowledge of again, because that, when we say knowledge, or when we say the Word of God, and when we diligently study the Word of God, and we understand our Scriptures, it's really important that we understand what the Scriptures teach us. So when we pick up our Bible and we start reading it, we are trying to gain the knowledge of God. And that is what's talked about, and that's what the Apostle Paul talks about a lot in the New Testament, is the knowledge of God comes from the preaching and the hearing of the Word of God. So when we hear the Word of God, when we hear the teachings and the writings, and we start to explore that, we start to understand more about who God is and what His message is for us. So I want to read to you a couple passages today just about that idea of knowledge and where it is reinforced in the New Testament. It's here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. It says this: "So as to walk by the manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." Paul is writing and saying we need to bear fruit and increase in the knowledge of God. And then here, 1 Timothy 2:4, Paul writes this, that God desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, the knowledge of the truth, the knowledge of who God is. Well, and here's another section right here, and it's from Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And this is God speaking through the prophet Hosea, and he says this. He says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being a priest to me. And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." So we see that God even reinforces it there, saying that because of your lack of knowledge, and because you have rejected my knowledge, I'm going to reject you. Scripture is very, very specific on showing us. God, through His Word, teaches us that we need to strive to grow in the knowledge of His Word as much as we possibly can and understand what His Word teaches us in its fullness, in its whole harmonious message of the Scripture. We need to understand what that is. And as we dive into the Word, just to keep it brief, I wrote a little thing here that kind of explains, well, what does the Scripture teach about the full knowledge of God? And this is what we need to understand. This is what the Scriptures teach. God is the source of life, physical and spiritual. He, the Most High, created mankind in order that His light may shine through us, and we may enjoy Him. And it's a joy to know the Lord, because to know God is to know life, is to know what it's all about. Mankind was separated from God when the choice was made to know evil or sin and darkness. Today, many people still live separated from God, filled with the knowledge of evil. They live in darkness. God is opposed to evil or sin, darkness, and He must destroy it by the very nature of His being. Now, through God's Spirit, He inspired men of old to write the Holy Scriptures that taught mankind the truth about who He is. Then God became a man and revealed Himself to mankind personally. And this is who Jesus is. Jesus is God in the form of a man. Jesus, God the Son, took our sin upon Himself and died on the cross. And it was upon Jesus that God the Father destroyed the bonds of darkness, evil, and sin. Jesus' sacrifice showed us the deep love God has for His creation. Then by the power of the Spirit, Jesus was raised from the dead. And this event proves that Jesus has all power over life and death. By knowing and believing in Jesus, confessing our sins, and asking for forgiveness, we open the door of our heart to the light of the knowledge of who God is. And the Scripture teaches us that upon doing so, we will be filled with the promise of His Spirit, which connects us back with God, and it restores that relationship that was meant and designed for us at the very beginning, is to know God and to enjoy God. This connection is meant for this life. It's meant for the life that we live now and the life to come. So it's not just knowing God so you can have a future place in heaven and enjoy the kingdom in the future. It's about knowing God and knowing God here on earth and in the life to come. The rejection of the knowledge of God, the rejection of the understanding of who God is, the rejection of His Spirit means that we remain in the darkness of our sin in this life, which we see all around us, and unfortunately in the life to come. We continue to grow in spiritual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding by studying the Holy Scriptures, learning the harmonious message it has for us, and applying it to all areas of our life. And this is how we know God, who is the light of life, and are saved from the darkness of sin. And our purpose in this life is to know God, to enjoy God, and show others the truth of God by reflecting His light, teaching His word. And this is first a position of our mind, heart, and soul. And then second, from a correct position of our mind, heart, and soul, we are to help and love our neighbors in very practical ways, but never forgetting their own very personal need to know God and come into the understanding of who God is. That is the harmonious teaching of what the Scriptures teach us, the very nature of who God is, the nature of Christ, how His Spirit works. Why do we have the Scriptures? It teaches us that God is the God of all comfort, of love. He is the source of peace and joy. He is kind and gentle. He is faithful to fulfill His promises. And He does what is right and good, even when we think that things are so unjust. God has a plan because God is in all control. And for me and you, today, we may be tested on exactly how close we are with God and how connected we are to His Spirit. And I would tell you this, if you're having a hard time today, make sure that you get into the Word. Don't allow the knowledge of what's happening all over the country and the messaging that's coming through your radio stations and the TV to twist your mind to be controlled by the evil one, by the enemy. But rather, focus fully on who God is and let your hope be in Him and His Word. I hope you guys have a great evening and never forget to shine the light of God in all that you do. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank You for everybody who's on the other side here. Lord, and if they didn't understand, Father, any of that, or they didn't really realize the fullness of what the knowledge of Your word teaches us as to how we are to live righteously in all that we do, that the Bible is not just a textbook filled with stories for us to study, but it is a spiritual book filled with the knowledge of Your word that has truth for our heart, mind, and soul. May You bless them. May You be with them. In Your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.